I really genuinely couldn't have enjoyed this week more. Just the people, the fans, the environment. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. I'd recommend it to anyone. So as far as a team in London, I would recommend it for sure.
The words of Tony Romo, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys and one of the most experienced and high-profile figures in the NFL. The Cowboys cruise to a 31-17 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars at Wembley during Sunday night's regular season game, and then immediately delivered a positive report on their London experience. Head coach Jason Garrett.
I can't tell you how great a week that we had as a football team. You know, along the way, we had opportunity to interact with a lot of different people, and everybody was fantastic. So welcoming and so accommodating to us. I think the spirit of the NFL is catching fire over here in a real positive way, and I think we benefited a lot from it.
For one Cowboy in particular, Sunday was a special day. Defensive end Jack Crawford was born in Kilburn before moving to the States and making a name for himself.
I never thought that I would be going to America, playing American football, then ending up back in Wembley, playing in front of my friends and family. It was special for me, and you know, once-in-a-lifetime experience. The crowd was just electric. You know, the fan base in England is amazing. They're so into the sport, it just helps the players that much more to get excited. You know, when you're running out of that tunnel, that had a different feeling to it, you know.
But is the positive spin just well-practiced lip service from players and coaches trained in the art of handling the media? Reporter Joe Trehan follows the Cowboys everywhere they go for Dallas-based WFAA-TV and spent last week embedded with the team.
I had one player who will remain nameless for the Cowboys tell me this. With the way my body feels right now, there is no way that a team could play here and have 5 or 6 transatlantic flights and play football well. I think people would like it, but once the team was here, could they play at a high level?
For now, talk of a franchise here is still speculation.
Oh, say, can you see?
But the NFL and all of its razzmatazz will be back with 3 more regular season games at Wembley next year, as it continues to look into the logistics of making London a 51st state and permanent home for this most American of sporting experiences.